Today's daf was Pesachim daf Kuf Dalet, so the Gemara starts out, Amar Avidam Rishmol, Mavdil Tzorach Shiyomar Mein Chasima Samulcha Chasima, so that when a person is Chosim, the Brach of Avdala, so you should always, Amar Avidam Rishmol says, you should, the last phrase should be similar to the Chasima Sabrach, but Pumbat Zisai said, Mein Psichason Samulcha Chasima, and the last phrase should be similar to the Psicha of the Bracha, not to the Chasima of the Bracha. So Gemara points out that on a regular Matzah Shabbos, it doesn't make a difference, it's all one theme from beginning to end, so Mein Psicha, Mein Chasima, it's all the same. The only time it's going to be enough kamina is when it's Yom Tov Shchali Yosachar Shabbos, where the Chasima Sabracha is not Bin Kodesh L'Chol, but it's Bin Kodesh L'Kodesh. So that last phrase before Bin Kodesh L'Kodesh, should it be something about Bin Kodesh L'Chol, like the Psicha Sabracha, or Bin Kodesh L'Kodesh, like the Chasima Sabracha? That's going to be the whole nafkamina. Gufa, the Gemara goes back to discussing, we mentioned in yesterday's daf, that there should always be somewhere between 3 and 7 phrases of Havdalah in the text of the Bracha of Havdalah. So the Gemara says, but in the Braisa tells us that haragilomer harbe v'shein haragilomer achas, that someone who's comfortable saying a lot of different phrases should say a lot. Someone who's not so comfortable saying so many different phrases could just say one. So one is less than 3 last time we counted. So how does that work out? It turns out to be less than the proper amount of phrases. So the Gemara answers that when Roshi said we need 3, he was following what the common minhag was, but this was in fact a machlokas tanoim, and that Braisa was following the shita of benon shel kedoshim, who also only said one lashon of Havdalah. Who is benon shel kedoshim? So as Rabbi Nachum Bar Simai, who is called benon shel kedoshim because he had an unbelievable chumrah that he wouldn't even look at he wouldn't be mistakel, at least whatever that means, at the images on coins. That's how frum he was, that he was called the kadosh for that. Amir Shimon Levi, Mavdil Sarach Shiyam Remain Havdalah Samuris B'Torah. Shimon Levi is then mechadesh that every lashon of Havdalah that we say has to be described as a lashon of Havdalah somewhere in the Torah. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Bein Hayam L'Charava is one of the lashonos of Havdalah that the Braisa quotes, and that's not described anywhere in the Torah as a Havdalah. So the Gemara says, yeah, Sami Mikan, we have to take that phrase out of the Braisa, that's not one of the lashonos of Havdalah, and we're mashlim the number of 7 Havdalos by saying that the to be mavdil between Kohanim and Levim is different than being mavdil between Levim and Yisraelim. Those are all 2 separate Havdalos. And the Braisa has 3 different ways to conclude the Bracha of Havdalah. Some say Baruch Atah Hashem Soder Bereishis, others say Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Bereishis, and others say Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael, to Dafka mention Kedushas Yisrael on Motzoi Shabbos. So Rav holds like that last opinion, Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmuel says, no, it should be a Mavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol, obviously what we do, but the Gemara says, Layet Allah Abaye Vitem Rav Yosef Al Hadar Rav. Abaye or Rav Yosef got very agitated with Rav's opinion. They didn't think it was at all appropriate to talk about Mekadesh Yisrael as a Lashon of Havdalah. A lot of discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim about that, what was so inappropriate about it, but Rabbi Shimon Hanani suggested that if we conclude with both Rav's and Shmuel's Chasima Ma'arich Lo Yom of Shnosav, then it's a wonderful school of Ma'arichus Yomim, but again, we don't pass in that way. Then the Gemara tells us a story on Amud Beis that when Rabbi Yehuda sent his son, Rabbi Yitzchak, to see what Ula's Minhag was when he finished up Havdalah, so Rabbi Yitzchak didn't go himself, instead he sent Abaye. So Abaye came back, reported back to Rabbi Yitzchak, and then Rabbi Yitzchak went back and reported to Rav Yehuda, his father. So Rav Yehuda told his son, Rav Yitzchak, because of your arrogance and not going yourself, so now no one's ever going to say this halacha over in your name, because you decided that it was better to send an underling to go take care of this instead of going and learning from Ula yourself. So Gemara asks, how is Ula able to leave out a full Baruch Atah Hashem at the conclusion of Havdalah, when the rule is that all brachos except for Birchas HaMitzvos and brachos on food and brachos HaSmuchos L'Chavruta need to be Poseach B'Baruch and Chosim B'Baruch, and Ula didn't do that by Havdalah. So the Gemara explains, Hainami ki Birchas HaMitzvah Damya, that Havdalah is like a Birchas HaMitzvah in that it's all one theme through and through. When it comes to normal brachos that have one baruch at the beginning, another baruch at the end, that's because there's a lot of other stuff in the middle. But Havdalah is all one basic theme. So it's just like a Birchas HaMitzvah where it's very direct and clear, so you only need one Baruch Atah Hashem. Okay.